I don't think he was impressed with Lincoln as a businessman, but he was impressed with him as an American citizen, because Filene was, as a retailer, I guess one of the first, on a variety of distinguished organizations and boards which retailers had never been on before. The Business Council, for example, I think he was the first member, first retail member. When he died, there was a full page in Women's Wear about Lincoln Filene. Mr. Fred was reading it and just pointing out the amazing number of things that Lincoln was involved with long before they would have considered retailers on the same level as captains of industry or something like that. So he had these kinds of interests. He had strong interests about unionization, which I'm sure wouldn't be shared by Mr. Fred, or not shared by Mr. Fred, but he just did.
How did he feel about unionization?
Well, for example, in the early 20th century, I think I've forgotten what year, maybe 1908 or something, he formed a company union in Filene's and put two members of this union on the board of directors. Now, Mr. Fred, I think, probably would regard this as an absolutely idiotic move. And as it turned out to be, it did turn out to be a very difficult move as the years that went on. But this was the kind of person that Lincoln was.